Russia's trying to humiliate the UN. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the reaction from Ukraine's president after Russian missiles hit Kyiv, damaging buildings, injuring 10 civilians shortly after UN leader Antonio Guterres toured areas torn apart by Russian bombing, calling out
the senseless loss of life, the massive destruction, the unacceptable violations of human rights, and the laws of war.
An American is dead in Ukraine, believed to be the first one killed in action. Former Marine Willie Cancel's widow says he died fighting alongside the Ukrainians. President Biden wants Congress to approve $33 billion in more weapons and financial aid to Ukraine.
We're not attacking Russia. We're helping Ukraine defend itself against Russian aggression.
Now, the House approved something else called the Lend-Lease Act.
Much like the aid the U.S. gave to Britain in its fight against the Nazis, this measure cuts through bureaucracy so the U.S. can quickly get weapons to Ukraine with a promise that they'll pay for them later. Impassioned speeches in support of Ukraine. The Senate's already passed the measure. It goes next to President Biden.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. The president has a virtual meeting today with Mexico's president after the Homeland Security Secretary had 2 days of contentious hearings at the House with Republicans claiming Alejandro Mayorkas wants an open border welcoming immigrants here illegally.
My constituents want you impeached because they believe you've committed treason.
Congressman Ken Buck compared Alejandro Mayorkas to Benedict Arnold, a traitor.
Are you ashamed for what you've done to this country?
Congressman, I have so much to say to what you have just said. It is so profoundly offensive.
Mayorkas says they have a plan to deal with an expected migrant surge if the administration lifts a COVID policy into keeping migrants out. It's sentencing day for a captured terrorist in Virginia known as one of the infamous ISIS Beatles because of their British accents and beheading videos. Alexander Amon Cody pleaded guilty to taking Americans hostage and participating in their murders. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Days after Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion and Republicans hailed as a victory for free speech online, Democrats, who are fearful for what it could mean for hate speech and misinformation, might like this.
The White House announcing a new board to fight disinformation, and Republicans are not pleased. The board will fall under the Department of Homeland Security and will be run by Nina Jankowicz, who dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop story and questioned Musk's Twitter takeover. The White House pledging its full support. But Republicans coming out swinging against the Biden administration, appointing someone who is so clearly partisan to lead a government board in charge of deciding what we can and can't say.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling. The morning after, the Dow surged up over 600 points despite a report showing a shrinking, not growing economy. NFL teams got some new players last night.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Trayvon Walker, linebacker, Georgia.
He was the first pick of the NFL draft on ABC, one of five players selected in the first round from the college football national champion Georgia defense. Tonight, the second and third rounds of the draft. Now to the NBA playoffs.
History and a clinching victory for the Phoenix Suns.
Paul dancing, driving, shooting, scoring! Paul!
call courtesy of TNT. Chris Paul banks in the bucket for a record-setting 14-of-14 night from the floor as the Suns defeat the New Orleans Pelicans 115-109. The reigning Western Conference champs onto the second round in the NBA playoffs with a 4-2 series win. They're going to be taking on the Dallas Mavericks in the next round after they beat the Utah Jazz on Thursday 98-96. And the Philadelphia 76ers are on their way to the Eastern Conference semifinals, romping the Toronto Raptors 132-97 to set up a best-of-seven against the Miami Heat.
That's Matt Napolitano. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.